Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Today I'm talking with Heather McLean. She's the Outreach Coordinator and the Ray of Hope Chair for Mental Health America of Southwestern Pennsylvania. Thanks for coming on the show today, Heather.
Thank you for having me.
So mental health is such an important topic, and we really appreciate you taking the time and spending time with us. As I get to know my guests, I know people at home like to hear a little bit about you. So tell us where you grew up and your education and your work experience.
Okay. Well, I grew up in a very small town called Wino, which is close to Smithton, which is still very rural, but a little bit bigger. And not too far, maybe 5, 6 miles from New Stanton, which a lot more people know of New Stanton. And so I grew up there. After graduating, went to the University of Pittsburgh for a short time, then went to community college for legal assisting, paralegal, and then went to Point Park to get a criminology degree. And so that's, about my education. I live now in Gannett, PA, right over the Greensburg border. And I typically talk so much about work that now I will say I have 3 dogs, 2 children, and 1 husband. And so that's a little bit about me.
Wonderful. Great. How did you end up at MHA?
So probably it was around 2009. I was working, with another employer and became involved with the Ray of Hope, which is the Westmoreland County Suicide Awareness and Prevention Task Force. And so I started volunteering for that, like I said, around 2009, and then became the chair of the task force in 2016. And then my position now became open and created in 2019. And then I came on board as the outreach coordinator for Mental Health America of Southwestern PA, continue to be the chair of the Ray of Hope. And I'm also, as part of my job, the emergency behavioral health coordinator for Westmoreland County. And so typically when I say the emergency behavioral health coordinator, a lot of people say, what is that? And so the emergency behavioral health coordinator coordinates different responses for any type of traumatic event that happens in Westmoreland County. So we respond to the emotional pieces of any type of tragedy. And so there's a trained group of people that go out that respond, and I'm the coordinator for that. So I can go out on the call, or I can just coordinate the call, and that's available for anybody in Westmoreland County when there is some type of traumatic event that happens.
Wow. And so, you trained for this. I mean, you had the criminology degree, and then you must have worked in human services for a while and had all that experience, because that's a big job.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is. Yeah. And I'm humbled and honored that I get to do the job that I do every day. And so my career, like a lot of people in this area, started at Adelphi Village. Something neat about that is that a friend of mine was going to apply for a job there back in 2000. And I went with her, not even thinking that I had just graduated college, and I'm not thinking that I would get the job. And what's funny is I ended up taking the job and she didn't. And so that kind of led me to 7 years that I was there, working at different programs initially, and then was focused in the RTF, which is a residential treatment facility. And so worked my way up as the director of that program, and was the director of that program until they had closed in 2007. And then from there, I got a job, which is quite different also, in community relations at Clarion Psychiatric Center, which you would think, wow, that's in Clarion, that's far. But my territory had covered 22 counties. So I was there for close to 13 years, and the biggest part of my job there was to find resources for our patients and really to learn what was going on in all of the communities. So it was always funny to me when I would be in Westmoreland working, and people would say, oh, thanks for coming, thinking it was far. And I was like, I live in Westmoreland County. I live 5 minutes away. So that was kind of neat. But then just connecting with Mental Health America, connecting with the Ray of Hope, becoming the chair in 2016, it was just a good transition for me, and a great opportunity for me to, to take this position and take what I've learned over all of those years and implementing into different programs, support groups, different things that were needed at the time.
It's amazing. So let's talk about what prompted you to get involved with suicide prevention. You were obviously working with young people, working in the mental health field. Was there one particular incident, or was it sort of compounding experiences that you had that you said, I have to do something about this?
Yeah, it was really part of my job working in community relations. And really, although I had covered 22 counties at the time, Westmoreland County, that's where I'm from. So that's naturally where I would want to focus my attention. Yes, and in the past, working with people that were attempt survivors, and through, my whole history and work history, just learning about suicide being as prevalent as it is, and knowing that there was a lot of work that needed to be done. And the Ray of Hope has such an amazing collection of people that are made up of loss survivors, a lot of people working in human services, people that just care in the community, that I loved it from the start back in 2009, and just stayed on and kept going. And then we had created a steering committee. A lot of people would think of that as the board. And so back in 2012, we started that. And then I initially had the job as a secretary on the task force, and then took over as vice chair. And then, like I said, took over as chair in 2016. So it's been about 8 years.
Us about, start from the beginning for people who don't know what Ray of Hope is. What is a crisis line? What happens when you call it?
Well, so we have our local crisis line that's run through Community Action. Anybody can call it for any type of mental health crisis that they're having, whether it's for themselves, a loved one, or family member. Then there's also 988, which is relatively new, but a lot of people, in human services and working in mental health are aware of it. That is a national line. And then from there, there's different hubs where 988 is set up. So ours is currently not in Westmoreland. It is in Butler, but anybody can call or text 988. What's great about it is to offer that text line that people, if they don't feel, especially the younger generation, but really anybody, they might not feel comfortable enough to call, but they will feel comfortable enough to text. And then they get a trained professional on the other end to respond to that text message or that phone call. And so, crisis usually is a conversation that the professional on the other end listens to and really tries to hone in on what is needed for that individual. So, if they feel that they're at the level for inpatient care, they can recommend them to go to the closest ER emergency room that's local to them. Westmoreland County Crisis, they can come out and do a free mobile assessment in the home, or at a facility, or at a school, that they will come out, train professionals. They usually come out in with two people in a pair, and they can do that assessment to say, hey, this person does look like they meet criteria for possibly needing to go to the hospital for, an inpatient stay, or they can assess for another level of care. And so it could be an outpatient, it could be a partial program, which Westmoreland does offer for both children, adolescents, and adults. So they really assess for that level of care that's needed for that person.
And all that's hoping to ward off, they're obviously exhibiting signs or something is wrong, and we're trying to stop them from the suicide attempt.
Absolutely.
My goodness, it must be so hard. So all of these agencies sort of work in tandem, and try to help these individuals, help these families, but let's be honest, I mean, access is limited, right? And so, what happens when access is limited? What do you do?
It's difficult, and that has been a challenge in many conversations that I have been in 4 years. But giving that person the option that they can call or text someone to at least hear what's going on, to feel like they're being heard, to feel that they're not alone is huge. That's a lot of times a lot of the battle. Family members, in Westmoreland County, there isn't a lot of inpatient beds for children and adolescents. And so, but there are other providers that do offer that level of care. And a lot of people think if someone's struggling with thoughts of suicide, that they immediately need to go to the hospital. They immediately need committed. A lot of people know what a 302 is, and that is a commitment that is out of the hands of that individual. But that's not true. There's a lot of programs, a lot of things in the community that can really help in the resilience for that person to get well. There is definitely a waiting list for some services. And like I said, I've been in those conversations for years. And so that is something that we're battling, trying to get people the resources that they need. Mental Health America also has a warm line that people can call if they just need to talk. It doesn't have to be a mental health crisis. Oftentimes, if people are feeling heard and feeling like they're not alone, that can divert them from being in crisis, just having that conversation. So Mental Health America does offer that warm line concurrently. It's funded through a grant, so we do have limited hours. But I do know that the two ladies that work on that line are amazing and great listeners, and that's available for anybody that needs it.
Wonderful, amazing. So you encourage people to utilize these crisis lines, these warm lines, things like that. How do you get the message out? Because that's part of what you do. You're the outreach coordinator. So tell us about your work.
We do that in different ways. A big part is what we do is we go to any type of community event that is out there. We go to between 60 and 70 events a year that are out in the community, and that could be for young children the whole way up to the aging population. We go to a lot of different senior expos. So we have magnets, we have little cards. We work very closely with our crisis line in Westmoreland County to have their information. We host different events ourselves and get that information out. But anytime we can be in the community and providing those events, I know a lot of times we direct people to our different websites for Ray of Hope and Mental Health America of Southwestern PA, that we have that information on there, but also to contact us. So I'm really big in getting calls from the community for resources. So any type of resources that people need, they can call me. I'm able to offer that to them. That's probably the biggest part of having the background that I have and knowing so much of the services and so many people to direct them in the right place. And the last thing that we want them to do is for someone to have to make multiple phone calls trying to find something. So really trying to pinpoint people in the right direction. But what you're doing is so important because you're allowing me to be on here to share this information to get it out to more people. And I always say I will not say no when it's able to speak and give out resources and to talk about what we do because it is so important. And a lot of people don't realize is that it's free. A lot of the resources that people can get in the community are free, especially initially trying to get set up with the resources that they need.
The free takes support. It takes donations. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about donations, your walk, all of those things that help support these efforts. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, here today with Heather McLean. She's the Outreach Coordinator for Mental Health America of Southwestern Pennsylvania. She's also the chairperson of Ray of Hope, and that is a suicide prevention and crisis hotline here in Westmoreland County. So a lot of these resources are free. You're talking about crisis lines, warm lines. You're talking about people listening, people not feeling alone. But that takes donations, that takes money to operationalize. So tell us how you raise money for all this.
So with Ray of Hope, We have several things that we do throughout the year. I will say that the Westmoreland County Behavioral Health and Developmental Services, that they do a great job in supporting us and giving us funds to carry out a lot of our programs and a lot of the things that we need for Ray of Hope. Ray of Hope, they're all volunteers besides myself and my coordinator. 2 years ago, we were granted a full-time coordinator. We were one of the first in the state to be able to have that, and that's really increased what we're able to do. And so every year we do have a Ray of Hope walk. And that is offered to anyone in Westmoreland County and the surrounding counties that have been affected by suicide. And so, with that, we reach out to different human service organizations, anybody that would like to sponsor the walk. We ask for a donation. And then, with that, the name of that business or whoever, they get the name on the back of their shirt. We do advertising for them. We put stuff on social media thanking them. I know for Mental Health America, we have two main events that we do every year, which is Innovations and then also our annual dinner. And with that, we get sponsorships from the community, different organization, different people that have been affected by mental illness or has been affected by suicide that just want to come along and partner with us. I have to say that I can't speak enough about the partnerships that we have in Westmoreland County and surrounding counties and how they continue year after year to come out to support us and help us do everything that we do. Recently, we just celebrated a year anniversary for our LOS team, and LOS stands for Local Outreach to Suicide Survivors. So we are considered an arm of the coroner's office, a branch of the coroner's office. So when there's a suicide in the community, they reach out to us, and then immediately we're able to reach out to the family and connect with the family. We are only the second county in Pennsylvania to start a LOS team. And possibly the only real functioning LOS team in the state of Pennsylvania. So that has been tremendous that we've been able to do that. We did not know how many call outs we would get. It's a little bit different. We get called from the coroner's office, but actually going out and connecting with families, it has been tremendous. So we have been connected to over 40 families just in the last past year of people that have lost close loved ones to suicide. And it's important for me to say that if you have a close loved one that dies by suicide, you are 4 times more likely to die by suicide yourself. So to be able to make that connection with the family, to be able to connect them to our loss support group that we've been hosting since 2007, to link them to resources and really to link them to other survivors. The key person on a loss team is also a suicide loss survivor. So when we go out and meet with the family and that person says, my name is one of our key people, her name is Sue, and she says, I'm a loss survivor. I lost both my mom and my sister to suicide. To be able to see, for me to be there, because I go out on a lot of the calls, and to see the look on that family's face when they realize, wow, like someone gets it and I'm not alone. That makes all the difference in the world. And so it's not just that initial connection we make with those families and those loved ones, it is that we stay connected to them. So we offer the walk. We offer a celebration of life that we started. This will be our third annual one coming up in the beginning of December. The celebration of life was started out of me really wanting to connect and have those families have something to look forward to. Because often when there's a suicide, it's better than it's ever been, but the stigma is still there that you remember that person because of the suicide. You don't remember all the talents that they had, the people that they loved, more importantly, the people that loved them. And so people really suffer in silence. So to be able to give people the opportunity to connect in one room, it's all free for any loss survivor to come. We do different things throughout that night just to commemorate commemorate their lost loved one, to hopefully bring some sense of healing, is so powerful and impactful. I really can't put into words. We do have an annual conference also that Ray of Hope has every year. So we bring in different speakers. Part of that day, we always bring in a panel. So it could be suicide attempt survivors, which their voice is probably the most important voice in suicide prevention and awareness for education. And then we also will do different years. And then so the off year, we'll do suicide loss survivors. And so we will have them come in and tell and share their story. Also super impactful, getting those people connected. People in the audience, a lot of people come to this conference because they have also been affected by suicide in some way. And just to be able to offer that to people for that connection, it's so, so important. And then 2 years ago, this will be our, well, no, it'll be our fourth coming up. So we've had three. Ray of Hope partnered with the county and Mental Health America, with the County Behavioral Health and Developmental Services Office to have a Spring Spectacular. And so what this Spring Spectacular is, we bring in a ton of resource tables, between 60 and 70 resource tables. We have a 10 plus egg hunt. We have different food trucks, we have face painting, balloon twisting, snow cones, cotton candy, and we offer it for golden ticket prizes, which people really enjoy, and we allow people to come for free. And so we host this at the fairgrounds every year, and to see 1,000 people come, have such a good time. The most important part of it, though, is learning about all of the resources in the community that people just don't know about. Just like the past question you had asked me about, how do we get these resources out? This is probably the best and biggest opportunity that we have to be able to do that. And so I could go on and on about
this. I love it. No, I mean, it's just, it's so interesting. And I want to talk about, I want to go back to the fact that you're going out with the coroner's office. Do you have any window into the data of suicides in Westmoreland County since COVID, increased, decreased? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So the biggest recorded number in Westmoreland County, but I will say also for the state and national, was in 2022. Oh. So in 2022, back when the pandemic happened, we had heard, I had heard from experts saying that the suicide rates are going to go down, but they're going to go up higher once people start coming out of the pandemic. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. So they were right. In 2022, we had 62 suicides in Westmoreland County. And then in 2023, we had 60. However, I know, just being so close with the coroner's office, we had 62 or 63 suicides. They just died out of county. They were sent to hospitals, and then they end up passing away at hospitals outside of our county. So we know the numbers were kind of the same. I will tell you right now, we are sitting at 19 suicides for the year. We're halfway through the year. So that is down considerably from the past probably 3 or 4 years. However, I want to say, if it's one suicide, it's too many. So we need to continue our work and our awareness. I can't even say that I'm excited that it's only that number, because I absolutely don't want to say that, but they are significantly down this year as from the last few years.
Heather, what would be the reason? Is it because people are having a hard time reassimilating to life after the isolation of the pandemic?
I found this interesting when I had heard this, like I said, from, I don't claim to be an expert, but experts, national experts in the field. And they said people, their mindsets, they were focused on staying alive. The pandemic was scary, and people were struggling. Like, people, you know, we were told to stay in our homes, you know, to isolate, just because, you know, getting sick, possibly dying from the pandemic. And so people's focus was different. And then also the financial burden that's come out of the pandemic is huge. Also, loss of connection is the highest warning sign for suicide, and the biggest reason that people take their life. So a lot of people were in that isolation and had that loss of connection. And so just coming out of the pandemic, still having that loss of connection, it's been really difficult for people. And like I said, those numbers statistically are across the board in Pennsylvania and also nationally.
It's unbelievable. So you don't focus. Do you focus on sort of segments of the population? Do you have like a youth prevention sort of campaign, and then a an adult, or how does that work?
We don't per se. However, we have tailored our brochures and the information we give out specifically for different age groups. So our young adult and youth brochure looks very different than our aging population brochure. And so we found that was very important for our aging to have less wording, to have bigger type, to have different things on there that they could relate to, as opposed to a youth brochure that had a lot more information and a lot more things that they could access online. Because we know youth and young adults, that's where they find a lot of their information is online. I will say that in the last few years, specifically in 2022, that the suicides in the aging population went up over 100%. So that was a big deal. So that really made us take a look at what are we providing, what type of communication and information are we giving out. And we did do some specific trainings, like with the aging office, trying to attend more of the senior events, trying to get more information out to the aging, and just for people working with the aging, for them to recognize that there's a lot of risk factors that come with the aging population. And we have a lot of aging in Westmoreland County.
Listen, I think it's really important that people visit the website rayofhopewestmoreland.org. The crisis line is on there, 800-836-6010. The text line, 988, for the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. There's also a survivors support group information there, right, for families who are still dealing with this. There's the walk information and how to sponsor it, how to make donations. All of these things are on this website and ways to get involved. So it is a clearinghouse for all this information. It's critical that people jump on and look at this website. And I'm sure you're encouraging people to get involved and get on that website as well.
Absolutely. And I do want to say real quick that we do offer free suicide and prevention training called QPR. It's an evidence-based international organization that is found to really work, and it's only about an hour and a half long. Anyone in Westmoreland County can reach out to us, any business organization, community program, and we can come out and do that training at for free.
Wow, it's amazing. And we're so blessed to have someone like you in the community who's taken such an active role in all this. You've made it your career. So you're kind of stuck, right? You're stuck with all of
I am.
us and you're taking care of the county, but
Yeah.
certainly they appreciate it. I love the connections that you've made with different agencies and organizations. I think it's really, really critical that people understand that that isolation and that loss of connection is a big warning sign. Is there anything else that you want to leave people with today? We have about a minute and a half left. You want to leave them with a message about suicide prevention and what you can do and what you should look for.
I think the biggest thing is to get connected and to reach out. There's so many resources that are available. Check out our websites. Like you said, there's a bunch of information on it. Reach out. Learn about suicide risks, factors, and warning signs. A lot of people don't realize what they are until they have the training, or they lose someone to suicide, and then they say, I wish I would have known this a year ago. I wish I would have known this 6 months ago. Please look into that. Find the information out. Know where to get help. Maybe you don't need it now, but sometime in the future, you might need it.
You're just amazing. Heather McLean is the outreach coordinator for Mental Health America of Southwestern Pennsylvania. She's also the chairperson of Ray of Hope, the suicide prevention and awareness here in Westmoreland County. That crisis line, 1-800-836-6010. Heather, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.